This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the sixth pre-budget consultation with experts and representatives from the health and education sectors in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Finance Secretary, Secretaries of the Department of Economic Affairs, Chief Economic Advisor of the Government and Senior Officials of the Ministry of Health and Department of School Education. Earlier in the day, Ms. Sitharaman chaired the pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives. The union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of February next year. This will mark Finance Minister Sitharaman's eighth consecutive budget presentation. India's manufacturing sector has witnessed remarkable growth this year, underscoring its transformation into a global powerhouse. The Narendra Modi government has implemented far-reaching economic, social and foreign policy initiatives in the last 10 years. These initiatives have contributed to India's rise as a global power. Our correspondent reports that during this period, the country steadily positioned itself as a global manufacturing hub. Over the last decade, India's manufacturing sector has undergone a significant transformation, largely propelled by the Make in India initiative. The introduction of the production-linked incentive PLI schemes across 14 sectors attracted investments of over 1,28,000 crore rupees and generated more than 8.5 lakh jobs. The Indian Space Research Organization is all set with its space docking experiment known as the SpareX mission. Its powerhouse rocket PSLV C-60 will lift off tonight from spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellites, SDX-01, called also as Chaser, and SDX-02, called Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55 degrees inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. The BJP today claimed that the Aam Aadmi Party is tampering with the voters' list in Delhi. BJP leader Pravesh Sahib Singh Verma alleged that 61,000 people's names have been removed from the voters' list in the area of the former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's constituency. He added, in 2020, 1,46,000 people's names were in the voting list, but it has been reduced now. The BJP also questioned Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal for announcing an 18,000 rupee monthly honorarium for priests and granthis. Addressing the media, BJP leader Prem Shukla took a dig at AAP for not providing such benefits to priests earlier. Earlier today, AAP announced the Pujari Granthi Samman Yojana, promising an 18,000 rupee monthly honorarium for temple and gurdwara priests granthi in Delhi if voted back to power. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Minister said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. He was the oldest living president of all time and the third U.S. president to visit India. A Democrat, former President Carter served one term from 1977 to 1981. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the demise of former United States President Jimmy Carter. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called Mr. Carter a statesman of great vision. He added that Mr. Carter worked tirelessly for global peace and harmony, and his contributions in fostering strong India-US ties have left a lasting legacy. In the Hockey India League, UP Rudras will take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. Surma Hockey Club defeated Tamil Nadu Dragons 4-1 in a penalty shootout after the scores were tied 1-1 at regular time in Rourkela last night. Earlier yesterday, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers defeated Hyderabad Tufans 3-2. And in the Indian Super League football, hosts Mumbai City FC is set to face Northeast United FC at Mumbai Football Arena today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In the ISL rankings, Mumbai City is at the fifth place with 20 points from their 12 matches, while with 18 points in 12 games, Northeast United stands at the sixth place. And with that, we end this news bulletin.